If my baby. Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Baby, don't you try to find
Sent him home on the train. train? Why'd you send my monkey on the train? The day that you arrived, my sleeping monkey is revived. But you sent him home on the train.
Wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia, it's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Changing shape without a doubt. A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you'll forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Twice, ah, but still they come to haunt me. Still they want their say. So I've learned to dance with a hand in my pants, and I rub my neck and I write them a check, and they go their merry way. Ooh. I am the entertainer. Been all around the world. I played all kinds of palaces and laid all kinds of girls. I can't remember faces. As well, cause after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same. I'm the entertainer. I bring to you my songs. I'd like to spend a day or two. I can't stay that long. No, I got to meet expenses. I got to stay in line. And I'd love to stay, but there's bills to pay, so I just don't have the time. I'm the entertainer. I come to do my show. You heard my latest record spin on the radio. Ah, it took me years to write it. They were the best years of my life. It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If they're gonna have a hit, I gotta make it fit. So they cut it down to 305.
In Denver when you're dead. cafe, dressed in black, tossing back a shot of rye, finding things to do in Denver when you die. You won't need a cab to find a priest. Maybe you should find a place to stay. Denver all day.
Mississippi about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced the guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, "Son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go." So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. He began to play the Apollo in Harlem. Good scene there. Everybody raving. Rhythm.